1 John chapter 2 and verse number 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, as we go down through the scriptures. Wonderful, wonderful book, dear God, a book of great assurance and help to us, Lord. A book of, intense examination. And Lord, we want it to do its full work in our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Last week, we covered evidence number one, a heart desire to keep God's commandments. And then tonight, a heart love for the brethren. We'll cover 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 in the weeks ahead. Number three, a heart for continued fellowship with Christ's church. A heart for God instead of a heart for the world. A heart belief in the deity of Jesus Christ. A heart assurance provided by the indwelling of the Spirit. And a heart that is firmly trusting in Christ alone for salvation. And we'll cover those as we get to them. There's a lot in this book concerning the idea of a true conversion being connected strongly with this idea of loving the brethren. And it will we'll look at these things tonight. There's about 4, 5, 6 different places in this book. We won't have to leave this book. We could spend a lot of time outside of this book reinforcing this. This book is going to provide us enough material that I don't think we'll have to go anywhere else to be convinced of this fact. If we are truly saved, then what we ought to have in our hearts is a love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. And he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. There is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath not blinded his eye. Preacher, will I always agree with my brothers and sisters in Christ? No, you won't always agree with them, but you should always love them. Brother, preacher, will I always be able to sign off on everything that they do and say? No, but you ought to always love them. Preacher, do I always have to even like them? Now, come on, let's be a little bit better Christian than that. I'm not going to let you off the hook totally. You ought to love them and you ought to like them, all right? I hear people hiding behind the whole, well, the Bible says you got to love them, but you don't have to like them. Ah, come on now. Mercy. I think if you love somebody, you ought to really try to like them too, all right? And so I'm not going to let you off the hook there, all right? All right. A love for the brethren. Now, let me give you some Bible principles just out of these verses we just read, and then we're going to go visit some other ones. Number one, there is a danger in harboring hatred in your heart towards a brother and sister in Christ. There's a danger in that. Preacher, what if I have had in my heart hatred creep up in my heart towards a brother and sister in Christ? Then you've put yourself in grave danger. See, this hatred will remove you from dwelling in the light, and instead, you'll begin to dwell in the darkness. Now, look right up here, because you're going to have to decide this. Where are you going to spend your Christian life? Well, I can hate my brother and still dwell in the light. The Bible says, no, you can't. Okay, so if you choose hatred towards a brother and sister in Christ, then you've taken yourself out of the light, and you've moved yourself over here into trying to walk this life, but walking it in darkness. Now, stay with me. Number two, dwelling in that darkness will result in three personal spiritual consequences in your life. You know, hatreds and bitterness, it's all the same type. Envy, hatred, bitterness, all this stuff. It's all the same types of sins. And the fact that, you know what, if those things are going on in your heart, most of the time the person that it's against doesn't even know it. And you're not hurting them near as much as you're hurting yourself. So what are the three results in my life if I choose to harbor hatred in my heart towards a brother? The Bible says it will put you in danger of stumbling. Isn't that what it says? It says, he that loveth his brother abideth in light. There's none occasion of stumbling in him. Well, you know what? If you abide in the light, you're probably not going to trip over a lot of stuff. I was in Iowa. I preached in two different churches back to back. I stayed in a motel room in Cedar Rapids and preached in a church 2 days. I went over to Dubuque and stayed in a different motel room. And folks, if you've stayed in motel rooms are motel rooms, all right? There's not a whole lot of variation, except that if you walk in the door of one, you know, there's doors beside each other. If you walk in this door, the room flips this way. And if you walk in this door, the room flips this way. Well, I'd spent 2 days in a room that flipped this way. And then I went over and I checked into a motel and it was the opposite way. All right. And so 2 days of waking up in the middle of the night and knowing where the bathroom was, all of a sudden got flipped around in my life. And I turned right when I should have turned left in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And instead of making it to the bathroom, I walked right into a wall. And then I turned around because I was startled and couldn't figure out where I was. Turned around to go the other way, tripped over my suitcase, ended up on the floor just trying to get to a bathroom. You know why I ended up on the floor, running into a wall on the floor? Because I didn't turn the light on, because I was trying to find my way in the darkness. All right? Listen, you put yourself over here in the darkness. Well, I don't care what anybody says. You know what? They did this. They just, I'm just going to harbor this. Listen, you're hurting yourself. And now you are a